your nation's capital, it's the United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Commander Charles Brendler, conductor, inviting you to join the Navy for a quarter hour of transcribed music and song. And opening on a lively note, here's your Navy Band going on parade with Pageantry. According to my schedule, the Navy Band will take a coffee break, leaving the watchstanders on deck to handle the music. Here they are.
Chuck Shea. Rick Larson.
Dick Groves.
Matt Hines.
Rick Larson and the watchstanders on deck, sir. Raring to go.
Well, well, and tell me, Rick, what's new with the watchstanders these days?
Haven't you heard? Why, we're compiling a book.
A book? What kind of book?
Oh, one of those how-to books. You know.
How to play the piano with both hands?
No, no, Jim. We've got a long title for our book. It's How to Stay Awake on the Night Watch with the Aid of Sleepy Time Music.
Very interesting. And have you thought up any good numbers for your new book?
Just going to run through a couple now, Jim. Sleepy Time Gal and Lullaby of Broadway.
Thank you.
your Navy Band watchstanders with Sleepy Time Gal and Lullaby of Broadway. Now, you know, the old Navy and its sailing ships are things of the past, but that doesn't mean that there's no more adventure in going to sea. It only means that in the modern-day Navy, you have a better chance for a successful career. For one thing, in today's Navy, you can learn a Navy trade that wasn't even thought of in the days of sail. Specialties such as engineman, radio operator, aviation machinist, and many others, too, any one of which will stand you in good stead all your life, even after your naval career is over. But getting back to adventure, remember the Navy offers you all kinds of adventure, at sea, under the sea, and even in the air. So visit your Navy recruiter and join the Navy now. We resume our concert now with the United States Navy Orchestra playing a theme from the movies, Terry's theme from Limelight. You have just heard your Navy Orchestra and Terry's theme from Limelight. Now, like other Navy people, your Navy band gets about a bit. So here they are today with a good old Mississippi River song that they picked up somewhere on their travels. It's called Pastimes on the Levee. Thank you. You've been listening to the music of the famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Commander Charles Brendler, conductor. Today's program was written and produced by Max Sabin. This is Jim Simpson inviting you to join us again real soon for another transcribed show in the musical series, Join the Navy.